Tell me how you found out about this, because this sort of came as a shock on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I was contacted by Raj. It's pretty simple. I've covered WhistlePig since it started, pretty much, as in my role as business reporter here at the Burlington Free Press. And so I know Raj pretty well, and he just called me and told me this was going on, and then sent me the complaint. So that's how it happened.
Interesting, because Chancery Court in Delaware usually doesn't have a lot of online access to records. That would have been the only way to find out about it, is if one of the parties told you about it, especially given Delaware privacy laws for companies.
Right. Well, this, what he sent me is a public version of the complaint, so it's redacted. And it was e-filed on May 13th. But you're right. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have known about this.
What are they accusing him of? And obviously he's denying all these allegations, but basically, in a nutshell, what are they accusing him of?
Well, the way I understand it, to do what they have done, which is to remove him from the board and as the operating manager, he has to be guilty of criminal activity or fraud. And so they've made six different allegations against him. And I should point out that what I've seen is Raj's complaint. The other side hasn't responded at this point in court, you know, with anything. And they also, I was not able to talk to them. They didn't return my calls for comment. So everything I'm telling you here is from Raj's complaint. And so anyway, there are six allegations ranging from DUI to, as they put it, or as Raj characterizes how they put it, secretly promising now his wife, then his marketing director, equity in the company without disclosing it. Raj, in his complaint, or his attorneys, characterize it as an oversight and say that, you know, once he realized that he had committed an oversight, that he told the board about it, and that they ended up awarding her equity. Those are the main things. You know, there's also smoking marijuana on company premises. What else?
None of this really, with the possible exception of the equity award, amounts to serious kind of criminal charges. We're not talking insider trading or bank fraud or anything that would lead to automatically being removed from a board position. These are relatively minor things. It looks like they're looking for something almost.
No, I think you're right, Mark. And that, of course, that's what Raj believes. He says in his complaint, you know, these allegations, none of them rise to the level of the kind of criminal activity that's contemplated to take an action this drastic, removing him from the board, removing him from the company. That's his argument, what you just said, you know, and who knows how it'll play out. But, you know, his belief is that because Wilco Fossen and Chris Evason, it's sort of a David and Goliath situation in his view, that there's so much money behind those guys that they can, you know, they're planning to just wear him down. That's how he sees it.
This strikes me as another one of those cases where a brand founder or a distillery founder takes on equity investors and winds up regretting it later.
Right. Yeah. There's a comment on the story on our website that says just that, you know, be careful who you invite to take an equity stake in your company. And certainly Raj, I think, feels that way at this point.
How was his mood when you talked with him? He has not called me. To be honest, we've not spoken since our interview last October.
Yeah, right. You know, he was the way he always is, very animated, funny. You know, you've met him, you've talked to him. did not seem like a guy who was going through what he's going through. On the other hand, he knows exactly what he's up against here and what he's facing, and it really is. I do think Whistlepig means a heck of a lot to him. You know, I don't question that. He was very animated like he always is, but he clearly understands how serious this is, and you know, his future is at stake here.
Yeah, without being flippant, this is the one thing he's tried that actually worked out. Apprentice thing didn't work out. The run for Congress failed miserably. And this is the one thing he's really tried as an entrepreneur that's sort of hit.
Yeah, I don't know that he would even argue that, you know. I think he's pretty... in other words, if you said that to him, I don't know, but I think he might agree with you. He tends to joke about those earlier endeavors, you know. And, you know, one of his favorite stories, which you've probably heard, is when he was running for Congress and he tried to ride an elephant across the Rio Grande River as a way of bringing attention to the illegal immigration problem. And, you know, the elephant sank all the way beneath the water. I mean, it was a total fiasco. Aside from being a pretty ridiculous stunt, but he has, you know, he doesn't, I would say this, he doesn't take himself too seriously on his past endeavors. So I don't know that he would disagree with you.
But as you pointed out, he's taking this one very seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, he's up against pretty powerful opponents here. And so he's at least right now, he is determined to fight this.